If you're just tuning in for the second date, we've been talking with a guy named Scott, or as he's known at your nephew's bar mitzvah party, Mr. Magic Hands. There is nothing that this magic man can't juggle. Dinner rolls, flaming nunchucks, even gorgeous women.
Oh, wow. God, how'd they get up in the air like that?
But right now, he has his eyes set on one lovely lady. Her name is Kate. They went out to dinner recently, and Scott demonstrated some of his juggling skills inside the restaurant. And she said that she was impressed, even gave him a 9 out of 10 rating.
Pretty good rating.
Almost a 10.
Anyway, at the end of the night, Scott walked Kate back to their Uber. There was no kiss, but he did pull a rose out from behind his back. And ever since then, beautiful Kate has disappeared.
Oh, what a magic trick.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
We're going to try and find out.
Where do those people go when they disappear?
I always wonder.
Yeah, is she behind a curtain somewhere?
Well, guys, I would tell you, but you know, I can't reveal my tricks.
Yep.
Never reveal the secrets.
A good magician. Do you have any last thoughts before we call Kate of anything that could have gone wrong? Because we haven't really concentrated on that at all.
We laughed. I thought we had a good time. I mean, if she gives me another chance, maybe I can cut down on the juggling. I don't know if that's what it was.
Too much juggling.
Oh,
we've seen that before in second date.
Can't tell you how many times.
Yeah. Come across that one a lot. Too much juggling.
But you're a professional juggler. If she seriously says no more juggling, would you do that?
I don't know. I'd really have to cut down. I mean, I have to keep it my professional calling.
You know,
again, you mentioned bar mitzvahs. It's true. I do bar mitzvahs. I do weddings. I do all kinds
all
of
right.
events.
Okay, Scott.
Right.
That's great. Let's focus on the girl that you say that you like so much. We're going to call Kate and dial her phone number right now. Try and get your second date, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Kate, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, this is young Jeffrey from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk?
Okay.
Did that not impress you?
It's okay.
You didn't sound very impressed by
it.
I'm impressed.
Radio's bottom rung of any sort of entertainment stuff.
What is this about?
Oh, sorry. We're doing something that we do on our show called a second date. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, I just don't know why you're calling me.
Well, we're calling you because the guy that wanted us to reach out to you, his name is Scott. Or maybe you might know him better by his stage name, the Juggler.
Yeah, I remember Scott. He called you?
He emailed us and wanted to get a hold of you because apparently you're not responding to him.
Yeah, that's just so weird that he called you, though.
Well, I thought he would have just appeared in studio.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it may sound weird to someone who doesn't listen to our show, but I mean, we get these requests all the time. It's
literally
actually not that weird.
So many.
And since you're not returning his call, he didn't know how else to get a hold of you.
And believe it or not, this was actually one of the least weird dates that we've ever heard.
Okay.
Did you think your date was fun?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a nice date. It was entertaining.
A great word for it, from what we've heard.
He said that you gave him a 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
he juggled, and he asked me to rate it.
And that's a pretty good rating.
Yep, he juggled pretty well. Mm-hmm. Everyone was clapping. I mean, he's definitely an entertainer, for sure.
Good, he's so good at what he does.
Did you like that?
I mean, I like that he's passionate about something. It's just, I don't know about juggling as a career.
Well, that's how he makes his money.
Yeah, only the best jugglers can make a career out of it.
Yeah, but like usually people do that as like a hobby, and he has goals and that's great. I honestly don't see that in my future, that I would be with a professional juggler.
So you're like, maybe not ashamed.
Okay,
is the right word,
already but to stand up for him. My grandfather was a professional magician and raised 6 kids.
Uh-oh, you hit the wrong chord.
On a magician's salary, okay? He was awarded the Lifetime Magician's Award from Siegfried and Roy. It could be a very reputable profession.
All right, Brooke, enough about your
grandpa. I'm just saying, like, I think she's missing out. Like, this is an awesome thing to get involved with.
Hey, Grandma whittled wood for a living.
It's okay. You're not. What are you feeling about this?
The thing is, like, you know, that's a hard profession. and we talked about like goals, and he has this idea that in 10 years he's going to make six figures doing this, which I don't even know is possible.
Well, if he gets picked up in Vegas.
Maybe, but like right now he makes $16,000 a year doing this.
How do you know that?
Because he told me. Oh. I mean, he's like super enthusiastic and like happy about it, but I don't know. I just don't really see myself as someone like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not that he's a juggler magician. It's that he's a poor juggler magician. That's what really turning her off.
Well, everyone's at different stages in life. You can't see that he has so much talent. He's getting rounds of applause wherever he goes, that he's going to get there someday.
Yeah, but then he was like, you could be my assistant, and wouldn't that be so much fun? And wouldn't that be so great?
I did not see that coming.
And I have plenty of pictures of my grandparents who were married for over 60 years doing shows together.
But hold on.
I'm being serious. It's so cool.
Brooke, if you think it's cool, it's probably not cool.
I'm just saying. I understand it could be hard to date someone who maybe isn't at the same financial level as you.
Yeah.
But this guy has goals. He has dreams. He's obviously passionate. I think you're missing an opportunity.
I guess I disagree.
That's actually okay, I guess.
Well, the thing is, Kate,
I tried.
He does have one last trick up his sleeve to try and impress you.
Oh, what is
it? Oh, no.
Poof, he's magically on the phone right now because he's been listening this entire time.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm applauding.
Yeah, me too.
Scott.
Magician. Hi. Hi, Kate.
Hey, you're
voila! There he is.
It was a pretty weak entrance, Scott. We needed something bigger.
Yeah, we need to work on your stage presence,
like the
dude.
Smoke went off and he came in late, you know?
Well, no, I mean, hi, Kate.
Hey.
Hi. I heard what you said, and it hurts. I mean, it really hurts. I mean, like, I revealed to you, like, everything with my business plan, and I'm trying to be really honest, like, you've been with me, and I just don't think you're thinking of the future. I think that you're just slammed in the present right now. Mm. And, I mean, you gave me a 9. You see the potential of me as a juggler, you know? Again, you can Google me.
Scott, I get it, and I think it's very good for you. I just don't know if it's good for me, if I'm being honest.
Okay, but you saw me. You saw the dinner roll of juggling, and you liked it. You rated it a 9. You enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, and when you perform somewhere, I would probably go. It's just, it's not who
okay,
I want.
And you like the rose? You like the rose I gave at the end, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a good move, Kate.
You can hear
that would have made me have butterflies.
Yep, the rose was nice. It's entertaining.
I have my number on it.
Do you want the rose back?
Oh.
No, that's not the purpose of the rose. Kate, the number, that it's my number. I wanted you to call me back, you know, using that rose. It's yours to remember me.
The thing is, like, you know, with these dating apps, it's like, you know, you date and you're trying to decide what it is you want and what you need. And I just don't see it being a juggler's assistant in my future cards. I just don't see that.
Look, you don't have to be a magician's assistant. That was just as an option. There's a lot of people who are begging me to be my assistant right now.
See?
I'm trending up.
Brooke over here is going crazy.
Dude, I would totally do it.
I know you
I'm
would.
Serious. It's in my blood, man. You want me to pop out of a dollhouse? I'll do that for you. Whatever you need, I'm there.
I'm game. Oh, let's do it. I got a YouTube channel going. We could have something
not
live.
Doing this.
See, Kate, we've got the assistant part figured out. Okay, listen, you had fun on the date. That actually is pretty rare these days when it comes to dating. Like, you're not going to marry him right now. Why don't you just go out with him?
What do you think, Kate? If you go out with him one more time, we'll pay for your second date.
I'm going to pass.
No!
I knew it.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry,
Kate.
Man.
Kate, missing out on an opportunity here.
I agree.
When he's famous, I will tell all my friends to go to his show, and I will go with them.
You know what? And you're not getting free tickets to that thing, Kate. Okay? You just ruined your chances.
Actually, you know what? No, I will still give you free tickets. I'll say that you were there when I was beginning.
See?
Kate, just listen to me. Again, I think you're making a big mistake here. I want you to keep that rose. You're going to call me back. You know, you're going to change your mind.
Okay. Looks like he's psychic too, Kate.
That's very sweet, but I probably won't be rushing into calling you back.
Hey, rushing in like the joke. I get it.
Kate, that's it. The wordplay, that's what hooked me at first, and that's I love that about you. I do. I love it.
Oh, Mr. Magic Hands and Mrs. Wordplay.
Oh, what could have been?
Oh, so close to being a beautiful story.